Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. And today we're talking The Shop. And Ye recorded an interview for this show. It's kind of a grand opening, grand closing moment. As in this announcement, we're told Ye recorded an interview and then also told that it's never going to air. The Shop, if you're not familiar, is a LeBron James show with Maverick Carter, his agent and good friend and business partner. The two of them have done like a ton of stuff. Maverick is very prolific and very successful, and he's getting some like public profile, but mostly flies under the radar. But they're on the show. They're literally in a barbershop. LeBron's often getting haircuts. I haven't seen every episode. You can see this is season 5 already, but I've seen a few here and there and really like the format. They have a ton of like a number of different guests all sitting around talking about their lives, society, giving advice, news stories. I think it's a thoughtful format, and knowing that Ye was going to be on this is kind of exciting, and it's disappointing not to like get to see him in this format. Like the same way him on Drink Champs brought a different energy, him on Joe Rogan brought a different energy. This would have been fascinating just to see like him in this multi-interview environment with some other creators. So we're going to get into this press release, not that one. We're going to get into this press release and see why they pulled the episode. An exclusive statement to Anscape, a website I'd never heard of until right now. Maverick Carter, the Spring Hill Company CEO, said a recently taped episode of The Shop featuring Kanye West will not air. Yesterday, as in Monday, we taped an episode of The Shop with Kanye West. Kanye was booked weeks ago, and after talking to him directly the day before we taped, I believed he was capable of a respectful discussion and he was ready to address all his recent comments. As any Ye fan knows, what goes on yesterday does not mean what's going to happen the next day. Unfortunately, he used The Shop to reiterate more hate speech and extremely dangerous stereotypes. We have made the decision not to air this episode or any of Kanye's remarks. While The Shop embraces thoughtful discourse and differing opinions, we have zero tolerance for hate speech of any kind and will never allow our channels to be used to promote hate. I take full responsibility for believing Ye wanted a different conversation and apologize to our guests and crew. Hate speech should never have an audience. Sources close to the production say West doubled down on his recent anti-Semitic remarks during the episode. Other guests included shoe designer Salehe Bembury and Jeezy, whom West collaborated with on 2008's Grammy-nominated record Put On. LeBron James was not present at the taping, which we know LeBron's a Drake guy. And even if Ye and Drake made up, I still imagine LeBron would be like, Team Drake, I'm gonna be on the sidelines for this one. But then it just goes into a recap of recent Ye controversy. But there's going to be different reactions to this, of course. Like one end of the spectrum, you're going to have people saying like, good, if Ye is continuing to say the things that he was saying, like it makes sense not to give it a platform until, you know, maybe it's a more serious conversation about the matter. And then you're going to have people on the other side of the spectrum that are just like, how dare you? You should let him talk. Why are people silencing him? There's a good point that I saw. It's just the idea of condemning what he said so strongly without knowing what was said is something that you don't know how to take it, because you can either assume this is like a good faith statement about the severity of Ye's remarks, or maybe it's something that most people would be like, oh, that was it. That's all that he said. And you're making this kind of statement about it, or that he doesn't even have a chance to defend himself, though I'm sure he'll maybe say something on social media, or if he wanted to defend himself, he could put out a TikTok video or a Facebook post. Maybe his Instagram and Twitter will be unlocked soon, but it's something that he could address on his own if he wants to say it. It's just The Shop doesn't want to be the platform where it's said or it airs. So it's not like Ye can't say what he said on the show anywhere else. It's just that they don't want it on their show. So, and the people are going to either respect that, they're going to disagree with that. Some people will think that you might as well just put it out there and let the public decide whether it's good or bad. And then people will just say, well, either you're platforming it and the people that are going to be reasonable about it would be reasonable about it anyway, and the people that are going to take it like in the wrong direction or use it as fuel for negative things, in terms of like hate speech will just have more fuel to the fire. So it's a lose-lose situation for anybody, I think, because if you take a stand, you're going to have critics. If you don't take a stand, you're going to have critics. And we'll see what happens. But this is definitely like, I don't remember this happening in 2018 or 2021 or like 2016 even. Like an interview just outright getting canceled because people are like, we don't like what Ye said. The only thing I can think of that's kind of similar to that is 2009. After the Taylor Swift interruption, Ye was going to do a tour with Lady Gaga, the Fame Kills tour. And they're just like, nope, this is done, over. And a lot of things were canceled after the interruption of Taylor Swift. But yeah, seeing this canceled, it'll just be curious to see where Ye goes next, because him getting canceled on something like this and not being able to speak feels like one of the most like egregious things that could happen to him. So I imagine that he's not going to be happy that they decided not to air it. We'll see what he says. And regarding the anti-Semitic remarks, I mean, it seems to be kind of a consistent thing right now. Like, I don't know if it's going to be worse than what he had said to Diddy or worse than what we heard with Tucker Carlson, or just kind of in that same general idea of cancel culture and Jewish people in charge and blaming this amorphous group for issues and woes. Like the Diddy situation, I've seen a number of people be like, but Jewish people do like run things and are powerful, so why is Ye pointing that out problematic? And I mean, in and of itself, there is a statement to be like, yes, there are Jewish people that run things, like corporations, like Mark Zuckerberg with Facebook, or Meta, whatever you want to call it, or the Bernard Allnott guy for Louis Vuitton, Moët Hennessy, is also Jewish. So there are like wealthy Jewish people that run companies. But in the case of Diddy, right? Diddy reaching out to Ye about not liking the White Lives Matter shirts is probably like, I'm 99.9% sure Diddy deciding on his own to reach out to Ye. Like Diddy has been Ye's role model for a long time. And part of that is because Diddy was having that Ye attitude of you can't tell me nothing before Ye was on the scene. Like Diddy was that guy in the 90s that's this young, brash, like mover, shaker, has ideas, is implementing them across different industries and mediums, and always like thinking for himself and being the one in charge. So for Ye to say, oh, Diddy, I'm gonna like use you as an example for the Jewish people that sent you to shut me down, it's one of those things where it's like, it's not a Jewish person that sent Diddy to shut you down. And saying it that way is what makes it anti-Semitic. I mean, there is just the general stereotype of Jewish people running things and being in charge that's been used as a demonization tool in large degrees by a lot of like hate groups very effectively in Germany in the 1930s and 40s. That was kind of the start of it. It's like, hey, look, these Jewish people are like doing better or are running things. We should blame them for the state of the country. Post-World War I, economic sanctions, Germany's not in a good state. And making this us versus them dichotomy is what gave Hitler all this power and really led to the events that kicked off World War II. So that's part of the reason why people like bristle so much at the idea of just saying like Jewish people are running things, because it's part of this ongoing conspiracy that's often used as kind of a gateway to deeper hate mongering. So as innocently as Ye may mean it, or as generally speaking, referring to Bernard and Mark Zuckerberg or anybody else who he's currently having like business complications with, who happens to be Jewish, it's still reiterating this stereotype that has been used over and over again to get people upset at Jewish people, starting at this top with this like coven of Jewish people, and then moving down, right, to where you just start resenting average Jewish people. So that's why people are bristling so much at the general things that Yair is saying, that some people are like, but there are a lot of Jewish people in Hollywood. There are, but when you start saying they run Hollywood, or they're in charge of these other things, or they're sending Diddy after me, that's when it starts to cross more of a line that people aren't comfortable with, as there's still people who were alive. Like, that's how recent Holocaust stuff was, and how kind of fresh it is in a lot of the minds, especially of people that are like older. Like, maybe there's a generational divide where somebody's like 40 plus, they're still like feeling some of the aftershocks of World War II, as crazy as that is to say. That's very different from somebody that's like 30 or under. And maybe why you might see some of the older guard or older people responding so negatively to this. Though I see a lot of younger people responding negatively as well, just from the general principle of things. But there's a little bit more context if you're looking for it. We'll see what Ye says next when he responds, if he can ever respond. So that's it for this video. If you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, comment, subscribe. Those things really help, as they tell YouTube this is a channel people like, so then they show it to more. And that's it. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.